In just a moment, you'll hear James Stewart as the Six Shooter, just one of the many great stars brought to you on Sundays on NBC. Every Sunday, hear Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy in The Marriage, Sir Laurence Olivier on Theatre Royal, and Lawrence Tippett with the Golden Voices, Helen Hayes, Frederick March, Rex Harrison, and Lily Palmer on the NBC Star Playhouse. All of them heard only on NBC. James Stewart as the Six Shooter. The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl, its handle unmarked. People call them both the Six Shooter. The NBC Radio Network presents James Stewart as the Six Shooter, a transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western territories, leaving behind a trail of still remembered legends. Now, in just a moment, immediately following this important announcement, you will hear Act One of The Six Shooter. A lot of vacations start as a daydream and end as a daydream for lack of money. That need not happen to you. You can have extra money when you need it. Simply join the payroll savings plan for buying United States savings bonds. When your bonds mature, you'll get back $4 for every $3 you invest. And there's your extra money, your vacation, both guaranteed. Ask your employer about buying United States savings bonds through the payroll savings plan, and then join. Now, Act One of The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart.
The wind had died down. It was quiet now. The only thing I could hear was the creek trickling away about 20 feet down from where I'd made camp for the night. I shifted my blanket, turned over on one side. The moon came out, and I could see the water skimming along, washing the pebbles clean. And, gee, it's funny the way the sound of a creek always makes you drowsy. I started to close my eyes, and then I got that same feeling again. That feeling I'd had all day. Scarfella, too. Ever since we turned off the main road into the trail to Petersville, I'd had a hunch that there was another horse not very far behind. Whoever was riding him managed to keep out of sight, but it was the same kind of a hunch you get when you feel a pair of eyes drilling into the back of your neck and then turn around and spot somebody staring at you. Scar hadn't been traveling very fast. Anybody could have caught us. It was real easy. The fellow back there hadn't wanted to catch up. That is, if my hunch was right. Wouldn't be the first time I played the wrong hunch. No point of losing sleep over it, anyhow. It was Scar that woke me up. I could see a shadow over by my pile of grub, not more than 6-8 feet away. I inched my hand from under the blanket, and I got a grip on my gun. Are you looking for something, mister? Now, hold on. Oh, just a minute. Hold on now. There. That's better. I'd kind of like to find out why you're pretty young to be roaming around this country, aren't you, son?
I'm 11.
You the fellow's been following me all day?
It's a free trail, ain't it?
Yeah, guess it is.
Then you ain't got no right to interfere with my riding over
it. Oh, that's true enough. But, you haven't got much right stealing my grub, either.
I didn't steal any.
Well, that's what you were fixing to do, isn't it?
Maybe.
Now, if you're hungry, you're welcome to it. I got plenty of grub here, but you just didn't have to come sneaking around to...
I didn't know who you was. I was afraid you might try to send me back home.
Well, just where is home?
Crescent.
Oh. Well, if you'll stir up the fire, I'll see what I can do about heating up some beans. How's that sound?
I'd... I'd appreciate it.
Good. All right. Hand me that pan over there, will you? There we are.
You won't tell nobody you ran into me, will you, mister? You won't tell them you seen me.
Well,
You're not taking me back to Crescent. No matter what happens, I'm not going back there. You understand that?
I'll take it easy now. You're not the first boy to run away from home. Far from it. Most of them hike off when they're about your age. But they don't usually miss more than one meal before they turn back. At least I didn't. What happened? Your dad give you a whipping?
No, sir. My pop wouldn't hurt me either. He's a fine man. The finest man that ever lived.
Sure, yeah. Well, here's your beans.
I'm heading for Petersville to find my father. He told me when I was big enough I could join up with him. Well, big enough now, ain't I?
Yeah, you're a real good-sized boy for 11. Say that much. How come you haven't been staying with your dad?
He moves around a lot.
Oh, I see.
So I've been living with Aunt Aggie ever since Ma died. But it's not the same as being with your own pa.
No, I just didn't.
I made up my mind. As soon as I found out where he was, I was going to him.
You sure your dad's in Petersville?
Aunt Aggie got a letter from here last Monday. I heard her talking to Uncle Ray about it and heard him mention Pa's name. He sounded kind of worried, like something had happened to him. Then when they saw me, they shut up. You reckon Pa's sick? You reckon that's what they were talking about?
I don't know, son. It could be that.
I asked them what was in the letter, but they wouldn't tell me. Now I'm going to find out for myself.
Well, seeing how I'm heading for Petersville, too, I guess there's no reason why we shouldn't ride along together. And if we're going to be traveling companions, we ought to introduce ourselves, don't you think?
My name's Larkin. Rink Larkin.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Rink. I'm Britt Ponsett.
Britt Ponsett?
That's right.
Fellow they call a six-shooter? Gee whiz, Mr. Ponsett. I didn't mean to talk back to you the way I did. If I'd known who you was... Say, would you mind showing me your gun? I've heard folks talk about that gun of yours ever since I was a kid.
Sure. Here, catch.
Oh, boy. Ain't near as heavy as it looks.
Well, you know about guns, Rank?
Some. Want to see me give it a twirl?
Sure, let's see. Hey, that's fine. Whoop.
Of course, it ain't the way you do it, though. Here, Mr. Ponson. Thanks for showing it to me.
Sure. Well, I guess we still got a couple hours before sun up. Why don't you bring your horse over here by the fire? Maybe we can get some shut-eye.
Good idea. Oh, Mr. Ponson.
Yeah?
I'm mighty pleased I bumped into you tonight.
So am I, Rank. So am I. Got an early start the next morning. That is, considering that it took me almost half an hour to get Rink awake and on his feet. It was about 4 o'clock when we got into Petersville. I'd been through that way for a couple of years, but the town, it hadn't changed much. But the only thing different I saw was a new livery stable and a fresh coat of green paint on the Jackson Hotel. Men playing checkers in the front porch, they hadn't changed at all. Except maybe their beards a little grayer. Of course, my hair wasn't exactly the same shade it used to be, you know. But that was from being out in the sun so much. At least that's how I figured. Well, we pulled up beside a yellow adobe building right next door to the hotel and climbed off our horses. Now, come on, Rank, let's go inside and see what we can find out about your father.
That's the sheriff's office.
Sure, he'll know where he is. If any... What's the matter, Rank?
I don't like sheriffs, that's all.
Haven't been giving you trouble, have they?
I don't like them neither. Heard him say so once. He was talking to a friend of his and heard him say how he hated some sheriff.
Oh, well, I don't imagine he was talking about Sheriff Jay. There's good sheriffs and bad sheriffs, you know, like everything else. But most of them are good. Come on now, come on.
Britt Ponson.
Hello, Sheriff. Hi.
What in thunderation you doing in Petersville?
Well, the widow Jenkins is gone east for her daughter's wedding. She asked me to look after her place while she's away.
Well, it sure is good to see you. Say, who's your friend here?
No, this is Rink, Sheriff. He was coming to Petersville, too, so we decided to ride along together.
Pleased to meet you, son.
Howdy.
Matter of fact, that's why we stopped in to talk to you. Rink wants to find out about his father.
I'd be glad to help out if I can. What's his name, son?
Larkin. Earl Larkin.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. You're just a couple of hours too late.
Too late?
I wrote to your pa's sister in Crescent. Her answer came in on the morning stage. She said she didn't want your pa's body for us to bury him here. Funeral was this morning.
Pa's dead?
Why, you knew about him being killed, didn't you? Your aunt told you.
I guess she didn't, Sheriff.
Oh, I didn't mean to blurt it out, Britt. I figured...
How did it happen?
We don't have to talk about that now, son.
I want to know. What happened?
Look, suppose you come up to my house for supper, huh? After you've had a nice home-cooked meal.
It won't do you no good to stall, Sheriff. I want to know who killed him.
You'll find out anyway, Sheriff.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he will. All right, son. It was me.
You?
Marshal over at Atterbury sent word that Larkin and his pal Cliff Traeger were heading this way. I had heard about him before. I knew what to expect. He rode into town about noontime. I was waiting inside the bank. I had deputized some of the boys, and they were with me. Your pa and Traeger didn't have a chance, son, but they shot it out anyway. Wouldn't drop their guns, even though we had the draw on them. Traeger, he got away into the hills. But Larkin... I'm really sorry, son. Sorry I had to be the one to do it. Even sorrier, I had to tell you about it.
You're a liar. A dirty, stinking liar. My pa never tried to rob no bank. You take it back, what you said about him. I'll make you take it back, every word.
Now, you...
Dirty rotten...
Now, Rink, here, get a hold of yourself here now.
Go on me, you kill my pa, he's a murderer, murderer.
Now, Rink!
I didn't want to hit you, Rink, but I...
Why shouldn't you hit me? You're his friend, ain't you? He killed my pa and you're his friend.
I think I ought to go after him, Britt. Try to explain.
No, I expect it's best to leave him by himself for a while.
But this wasn't the first holdup Larkin and Traeger tried to pull up by a long shot. I didn't have no chance.
Yeah.
Well, someday the boy will understand. Someday when he's older.
Yeah. The trouble is, things don't wait for a person to reach the understanding age. They happen anyway, whether a person's ready for them or not. It doesn't look like Rink's ready. Not for this, anyway.
We'll return to James Stewart as the six-shooter in just a moment. Monday night brings magnificent musical programs to the NBC radio network. It's an evening designed for restful relaxation. A time to sit back in your favorite chair and listen to melodies old and new on such famous programs as The Voice of Firestone, The Railroad Hour, and The Telephone Hour. The Voice of Firestone continues to enchant radio audiences from coast to coast, and the program is now in its 25th year. Also on Monday evenings, enjoy the operettas presented on the Railroad Hour. Gordon McRae is your Railroad Hour host, and each week he is joined by a charming guest artist in the stellar productions of this fine show. You'll also want to hear the Telephone Hour every week, as it presents the music of Donald Voorhees and the Bell Symphonic Orchestra and Chorus, as well as superb guest soloists. Listen Monday evenings on the NBC Radio Network.